Oh, damn, teaching a defensive jogging class, you should have opened with a compilation, of, like a Live League compilation.
Yeah.
Like a Live League of people just getting wrecked, like, sick sound,
well,
like killing
this, here comes
Amos,
the boom.
Like,
there's also, this,
yeah,
like,
here comes the boom.
There was this guy from, like, Portugal or something who's also, like, kind of like a bigger dude wearing, like, a leather jacket and he has his shitty hair. And at one point he said something about it. He's like, you know, that's, like, the problem with America is, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. And the fucking white guy's like, don't start that shit in here. He's like, if you don't like it, you can fucking leave. If you got a problem with that, you can talk to me. And he was like, about that.
Yes.
He's like, because I'm about to knock your ass the fuck out. And it's like, this is how you got into defensive
jogging. They all had road rage in the class.
Yeah.
And the African guy is like, he's like, yes, yes, for example. Just not blowing right past it, not doing it.
Damn.
These guys are about to throw bows over some, like, dumb, like, you know, 9/11 bullshit. Because this guy's like, he's just heated off 9/11 stuff.
Yeah, dude.
You know, he's like one of those, you know, like just a faded flag on the back of his car.
See everyone,
like,
when they're like,
that
let's
gave
take
me purpose, is being mad about 9/11. Like, I didn't do anything afterwards. I didn't volunteer my time. I just became racist, and that's my contribution.
Oh my God.
Never forget.
Anyways.
That's so fucking funny.
But, yeah, hey, if your dick doesn't work. Yeah, it was sick. Now, the Queensboro Bridge, I was, like, looking at it or something. And it's like they list like the 9 guys that died making that shitty bridge.
R.I.P. Dude.
Like the
honestly, that's a pretty good deal. You get a name on a bridge.
Yeah. No, yeah. No. I think it just said 9 people.
Died. 9 dudes died. Yeah, 9 dudes died on this bridge.
Yeah. It's like you think like 3,000 people died in 9/11, but like how many people died just building New York City?
Oh, dude, a ton.
Right.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Falling off of scaffolds and those I-beams and shit.
Yeah. Those like rivet crews that were like just throwing 3,000 degree pieces of metal at each other with like no safety harness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work with guys like that.
I'm going to become one of the middle-aged guys that, like, idolizes guys like that and gets mad at children.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They're like, that's how they used to be. Me? No, I'm a soft-titted faggot myself also, but I'm old now. So you can tell from my Harley Davidson shirt that I would have been one of those guys had I been given the opportunity to.
Well, sure. Every old dude gets gay, and they also start being like, I love the military.
Yeah,
I would have served.
I can't wait. I want my flights delayed so I can shake people's hands in the airport. There's nothing I want more than to shake the hands of veterans.
Some Air Force Reserve coming through.
Sir, you're allowed to wipe the Panera out of my mustache so I can suck your cock while I wait to complain to this United. This man is a veteran. Where's his seat, ma'am?
Yeah, it's awkward, too. Did you ever talk to one of those guys? Like, I had a spring of a couple of Lyft drivers who had been, like, they were soldiers overseas. And, like, when you start getting into, like, the reasons they were over there and the money interest, those dudes go. Like,
I love to bring up. I love to bring up Call of Duty to those guys. And talk about, dude. I called in this kill streak on fucking whatever that airport level. It was so sick, dude. Do you ever use one of those for real? Anyways, yeah. No, I'm really good at the game.
Yeah, it was hell, dude.
Yeah.
Then I respawned, and they came back.
They're like, yeah, I was in, actually, Fallujah, too, and one of my friends, and you're like, shut up! God, shut up! Talk about video games!
You were a troop, Shane. How you like this?
No, I was a troop. I don't support this.
Yeah.
You're
buck against this.
I'm all right, man. I was just waiting for a flight.
Do you still wear the costume?
Yeah, I have
the costume. The costume they gave you?
I had the boots. I was still wearing those boots for a while.
Yeah. Wait, did you ever consider the military?
All the time.
Yeah.
Anytime I see that 20G signing bonus, I'm like, I could do it. And then I get like 3 minutes into the fantasy and I like think about someone yelling at me and I'm like, yeah. I don't react well to that.
The only thing that ever scared me away was the idea of having to do something for more than 6 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
the same reason I don't have any tattoos or you know, any real opinions, actually.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah, as soon as someone starts yelling at you, you're just like,
yeah, that's my thing.
Or I can just leave. I can just leave.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was like a artillery captain or whatever. There's like a friend of the friend. We would like hang out and go drinking and stuff. And I was at like when I was like 23, I didn't know what I was gonna do, and like my money was like fucked up, and like comedy was kind of just like whatever. And I was like, I was thinking about enlisting, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, absolutely not. That would turn into a Fort Hood situation almost immediately. He was like, I'm telling you right now, you would do terrible in the military.
Yeah, Shane gave me the talk. I was telling Shane, I would have been Universal Soldier, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Matt was like, I could have been a Navy SEAL. Yeah. Yes. I was like, trust me, everyone thinks that because they saw American Sniper, but
I think you just seen American Sniper.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. That and Zero Dark 30.
Because I've also dedicated my life towards like not having an alarm clock.
Well, that's what middle-aged guys are, is like they also have the delusion that they could have done it, but they don't have anyone in their life anymore to be like, no, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's like, of course you can. It would just be cruel to tell that man that, like, no, he was destined to sell computer parts that he didn't understand.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like, you could have been a fucking SEAL, but instead you made the ultimate
You've been
sacrifice.
A fucking loser your entire life. You will continue to be a loser. You have nothing more than your like model train forums and you know, shaking people's hands at the airport.
It's a tough thought, man, when you start thinking about like the inevitability of how many people just die utterly mentally wrecked of just like, it never worked out.
Yeah. Well, it's because they never learned to like live for people other than themselves, which is like a necessary transition. You have to like understand that you're like part of an ongoing process of like humanity. There's people that came before you that died or whatever.
Matt's got two dogs. He doesn't live for himself. He's got two dogs to live for.
No, I heard that. I'm hearing that, man. You are an ongoing process. People get too hung up on themselves. It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I'm just, dude, put me right. I always said, you bury me, just put me in a burlap sack and kick me in a hole, dude. Let me disintegrate. That's weird to put people in a fucking
But here's the
box.
Thing. It's like people won't even care enough to do that. They'll have a regular funeral for you. No one will care about your stupid burlap sack.
Right.
He wanted some fancy burlap sack thing to prove how much of a regular guy he was. But
no.
Really,
that's
he actually
own...
was a regular guy, and we don't give a shit enough. So here's your suit. Here's your casket.
No, I don't
put
want
you in
that.
The ground in
Unless
2 years.
Unless you served, dude. Then they toss a flag on
there.
That's the difference.
Bin Laden. Yeah. 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 They're going to do that.
You get a garnish.